Houston is hot, but the people are cool. You are in Rhonda's Lounge listening to Artist of Houston podcast. Stick around, listen up. It's going to be great. Hey, Houston, you're in Rhonda's Lounge listening to Artists of Houston podcast. I've been absent, but I'm back. I'm back. So I'm going to dive right in today with Jeannie Jones. She's located in the Silos. You can get all the info on the show notes at artistofhouston.com. You can find her on the World Wide Web at JLJ Art and on Instagram at Jeannie Jones Art. So let's get to jibber jabbering. Hello, Houston. You're in Rhonda's Lounge listening to Artist of Houston podcast. Today I'm talking to Miss Jeannie Jones.
Hello.
Hi, Jeannie. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here in Rhonda's Lounge.
It's only the first time you've been here, right?
Right.
Because I'm a klutz and I did some
tech. Oh, we're gonna talk about that.
Ooh. Should we? Maybe not. I made a little boo-boo with our podcast last time. So hopefully this one's going
to
be...
It's all good. We get to be together
again. Super. Yes. So, Jeannie, I am happy that you were able to do an encore presentation today.
Cool. Encore!
And tell us about your art and your studio and what you got going on and all that good stuff. So
thank you, Rhonda.
I ask everybody about whether or not they go, if they've grammar coach also, if they've been to art school. And so that's my first question to you today.
The answer is no, not when I was in college.
A traditional way.
Traditional.
No. Okay.
I started taking classes at Glissell School of Art, and I just continued, and I guess I've probably been taking classes for about 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I happen to know you've mentioned Glissell School, which is affiliated with the Museum of Fine Arts Houston. You mentioned Glassell, and I happen to know you're part of the Block program. So why don't you talk about that a little bit?
That is an advanced level class that started several years ago, and it provides a opportunity for you to work in a selected group of your peers at a very intense level. They bring in curators, the Glissell faculty.
That sounds nerve-wracking, Jeannie.
It's pretty much a weekly thing.
Yeah.
So,
but it makes you grow, I'm sure.
It has been so powerful.
Oh, wow,
that's
great.
I've watched others that go through the program, and I've seen their work grow. And I've gone through 1 year.
All right.
Block 19.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was so honored to be included. There were 15 of us. Going forward, for Block 20, we're going to be doing things a little differently. We won't have our studios there within the campus of the Museum of Fine Arts, but it's still going to be a great program, and we're still going to be critiqued weekly, and there will be 12 of us this year.
Okay.
And you may do it for 2 years, so this will be my last year.
Yeah.
But I just can't even tell you how much I've learned.
It sounds great. I'm a little farther along in making art, learning about art or whatever, and I always think about how awesome it would be to have a real mentor, and I feel like this program is sort of a model for that.
Francesca Fuchs is our mentor. Joe Hobble, the director of the school, also is, I guess, oversees the whole program, and then we really do get to talk to a lot of the Glissell faculty as well. They come in and critique our work.
That's super. Have you ever been in a situation where they pose a question to you and you're just like, oh, yeah, don't know.
Probably. I don't even want to think about that.
But you
that
have
is what they. But
that's the objective, right? Make
is,
you think.
It is learning to think and look at your work and mm-hmm. talk about your work and
yeah.
And honestly, sometimes you get very diverse opinions about your work. So just learning how to navigate mm-hmm. that. And
yeah.
Maybe if you keep hearing the same thing several times, you might want to really pay attention.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, yeah. good.
But also, just working with the other artists, too. We learn so much from each other.
You guys are working side by side?
This year, we had a unique opportunity. We had three people in each studio.
Okay.
Which was, like I said, over at across the street from Nicholas Bell School. On campus.
Yeah, I got to visit one of the openings, and the it's huge. It's a really big space. Yeah. So three people in it worked out?
Yeah, we had, yes. And so, yeah, sometimes you just take a break and, you know, we talk.
Yeah.
But I will say I had that community when I was here at Winter Street, and now that we're going to be working out of our own studios, which I have moved to Silos, I have that community there. So
yeah, it's good.
It's wonderful. It's another very important aspect of Sawyer Yards.
It's really. It's something that needs to be emphasized, I think, because it's very important. And I mean, just today, I was telling you I'm working on a painting, and I had to go down the hall and ask someone, hey, do I use this alizarin or this? Is that what you told me?
And yeah.
No, that's not right. But anyway, those little tidbits, I know we have the internet, we have all this resources available to us, but it's way better to have eyes and
real eyes on your painting. And it's one of the big reasons why we're lucky to be here at Sawyer Yards.
So yeah.
Very happy about it.
It's really good. You had a beautiful studio. Okay, yeah, you did. But you did make an improvement, I have to admit. I like where you're located. You're right in the, if you want to go visit Jeannie, she's in the Silos. If you go through the front door right off of Sawyer, she's really in the front of the building
close
to the left.
Close to Gallery 100,
okay.
Where a lot of wonderful shows happen. Grace Zuniga is in charge of that, and she brings in some wonderful exhibits, and Multiplicity is there right now, which
are you part of that show?
I am not. That is Jeff Forster's class, I believe. The whole class was about making work towards this show, so it happens
okay.
at the end of the semester, Multiplicity, and it's clay.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Clay.
Cool.
So and it's just so many different types of work.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage people to come. And as a matter of fact, we have Second Saturday coming this Saturday.
Week.
Yep.
So. Hopefully I'll get the podcast up and be
but
appropriate.
We always have Second Saturday.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Whenever, come see us.
Everyone can make appointments too, or just come down. There's lots of times, open doors and... You're
yeah.
going to be working in your studio.
Yes.
I work in my studio. So, okay, back to shows. You're not in the Multiplicity show, but you do have a show right now.
Yes.
So tell us about your show at the new gallery that's representing you, Jackrabbit Gallery. And tell me... you had an opening recently.
Yes,
I'm so sorry I missed it. I was at the JOB. So
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
I know.
It was pretty exciting. Jackrabbit Gallery.
I was excited for you. Yeah.
Thank you. It's new in the Heights, and James and Jody Grogan have started this gallery and invited me, and I believe they have 17 other artists that they're representing, and they had the grand opening May 31st. And
stop. So it's in the Heights. Do you know the address of Jackrabbit?
Let me see. Yeah. Let's see. It is 228 East 27th Street in Houston.
Okay,
77008.
There you go.
I think they're open Tuesday through Saturdays.
Okay. And I'm sure they have an online presence. Yeah. They can look at
and
your...
I'm sure they're open by appointments. Like I say, it's brand new and new for me, too.
Yeah.
Never happened to me before. So that was exciting. But also, I still have my own Silos Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So please come and see me there. They have five pieces of my work at Jackrabbit, so
okay.
Much more to see if you want to come
yeah.
to the Silos too.
That's great.
Yeah.
You do generally work large. I know you've done a few diptychs or
yes.
those lately and a
yes.
few smaller pieces, but normally you do work really large. So
I do like to work large because I feel...
Because you're a boss and you need a big canvas to get on it.
It's exciting, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You know what? I will be honest. I think that first happened to me when I took a class at Glacel. Brian Portman, a lot of people will say, yes, I love that class. It's monumental drawing.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
he lets you just go crazy, and he encourages that, and... just make big marks and different types of tools, and it was so fun. And so that did spark something in me. And then when I decided that I wanted to pursue being influenced by flowers,
mm-hmm.
it just and mark making, it just kept going for me, and bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger is better.
Well, bigger is better. That's what they say.
Yeah.
But I love your big flowers. I love your paintings. Jeannie's what's the right word? You know your flowers. You really do. And anytime you would visit Jeannie's studio, you're probably going to find a fresh vase of flowers, maybe three or four of them, on the floor, on the table, everywhere. And just beautiful specimens of flowers too. Like you get all these flowers in Houston, or you have them flown in from Holland or something.
Yeah. most of the time I'm getting them from Kroger.
Oh wow.
But sometimes I spend the big bucks and go to Central Market, and I really need someone to go with me to drag
hold you
me
back.
Out
oh.
because I cannot, before I know it, I've spent a whole lot of money, but they have gorgeous flowers there at Central Market. So even if you don't need flowers, just go look. Because
yeah.
they're so beautiful.
So gorgeous. I know how you
but flowers
feel about that.
Flowers are great. You like to have flowers.
I like flowers. I do.
Sparks us.
I know.
Brings an energy to us.
I don't paint too many flowers though, but I like to. It's very difficult to master flowers, so it's
I'll listen
awesome.
To you, the
girl.
One
please
that can paint the figure.
Whatever. Oh, so, okay. Speaking of the Proteus.
That is. Yeah.
How do you say it?
I say Protea.
Okay. I love that one, and you had that one in a painting you've sold. What was the name
was
of that painting?
The one that we did together?
No, that was an early painting.
Oh, well, I've had it in several of my paintings.
Okay, okay. Okay, well, that's something, yeah, I would say that's a...
It's
not,
something that I just enjoy. It's so interesting, and there's so many different varieties of it.
Yeah.
And I got to go to Australia in January, and they must grow wild there because they had vases of them everywhere. We walked into our first hotel, and there are these ginormous vases of Protea. I'm like, oh, I think I'm home.
Yeah.
But they are a really super cool flower to paint.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. So I like to pick brains about process, too. So I do know you work big. And are you an oil painter, acrylic painter?
I like acrylic and oil, and mm-hmm. sometimes I like to start a painting in acrylic and finish it with oil.
Okay.
And Usually using some oil stick, so okay. Another form of art making that makes me happy.
You have a little abstraction and intuitive process, I think, too. So do you ever start with a drawing or a design and know what you're going to do, or do you just let it evolve on its art own, or how does that work for you? What's your process?
It depends. Sometimes I have a... just more of a general idea and start pouring some paint, making some marks, and working flat.
Okay.
I like to work, especially with pouring, things are kind of wet and messy, which is
fun
and yeah. Let things happen and just pull things out and then just tighten it up as it goes. That's generally what I like to do.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. You had some influences that you interpreted or translated, I guess, from your trip to France, where I got to meet you over there.
I know.
But you went to some, you went to some,
last year, exactly.
Yeah, you went to some beautiful gardens there and came back and did some, I love the.
I got to go to Monet's Garden.
Monet's Garden. I think you named your painting that. Did you?
No. Or, how do you say it?
Givenchy? I don't know. No, which
Giverny.
One? Giverny. Oh, you went to Giverny. Oh, yeah.
Not Givenchy.
Scratch.
I can afford that.
Okay.
Yes, I went to Giverny and got very inspired and did a painting. It's called Garden Path, and it's actually four panels that I think... tries to represent how I felt, the excitement I felt as I entered the garden and saw these multiple paths that we could travel down and couldn't even decide which way to go. And at each turn it looked different. So I did, there are 36 by 36 and then there's four of them. So it kind of gives you a feeling that you're in the garden.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. And then I walked a little further down the road. If you've been there, or maybe if you haven't, there's the Impressionist Museum, and it's fabulous, and they have this more lovely gardens and fabulous place to have lunch. And so I fell in love with another area there, so I have another painting, and these are both hanging right now at the silos in the hallway in the tenant show called Garden Room.
Okay.
So that's just, that's a 48 by 48.
Okay, where do you find this show?
We should mention this. Silos, just like I'm sure you do here at Winter, we usually have in the hallways a tenant show so that visitors can see representation of what,
who's
what
there. That's great. Yeah, it's good.
And it's fun for people to just walk around and see things, and it's fun for us to kind of have step outside our studio sometimes.
Yeah, that's good.
On a big wall.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Okay, so your studio number, we didn't mention it.
112.
112. It's in the front of the silos. I did tell you that.
Yes.
So what have you got planned coming up? You got any, do you have ideas?
Oh, there is something coming up starting in July. July, August, September, I'll have work at Circa Realty in the Heights.
Okay.
Yeah, they're so cool. They love to showcase local artists, and they invite four artists a year to exhibit
that's
their
great.
Work there.
Good for
and
you.
And they're very kind to us. They don't, you know, they're just happy for us to be there. So if you're in the Heights, go and buy a house and...
For me, I would like a house in the Heights.
No, just go in. They're really fun.
Okay.
And I do know that they're going to be, my work will be there during White Linen Nights?
Oh, yeah.
So if you go to the party.
Oh, and you should go. If you're new to Houston, it's one of the big yearly events. It's so much fun. Yeah. Just wear your white clothes. They don't have to be made of linen.
They close the streets.
I know 19th Street is like a focus, but, you know, there's other things going on all around there. And, I mean, in adjacent streets and that type of thing. But it's a very festive. It's really cool to go to an event where everybody's wearing the same color. It's pretty. It's cool. New Orleans has a dirty linen night. I want to go to that one. I don't know if they wear black or they just wear dirty white clothes. Maybe clothes they wore at Mardi Gras where they rolled in the street. And then I don't know what it is. But Houston is white. Okay, so the white outfit is the ticket for the white linen nights in the Heights.
It's so fun.
It's really fun. I agree. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So you're gonna have paintings there. You got paintings at the studio. You got paintings in the gallery. You got paintings in the hall gallery, the Silos gallery. So
that's
awesome. And you had, that space in Glassell. You're spread all over the place, woman.
Yes, but that is.
That's taking a break.
We're just going to be back in our own studios.
What about traveling? When you think about traveling, are you thinking about gardens and places where you're going to go?
Always. Yeah. When I was in Australia, I visited two botanical gardens, one in Sydney and one in Melbourne, and I went crazy. I'm currently making a painting right now about the botanical garden in Melbourne had this beautiful lake. It felt like a lake. It was big.
Mm-hmm.
And you could take a little punt, which I had never done before. I found out that comes from England. They have these neat little boats, and they have a little guy who's a punter, and he has a long pole, and he navigates you around.
Oh, and like so like on gondola and dance?
Yes. And you get to go right up close to some of the plant life and the wildlife, and it's so serene, and I went cuckoo
bonkers
crazy.
Okay,
so took lots of pics, and I'm working on a painting right now about that.
Awesome. Have you been to Longwood Gardens in Pennsylvania?
No.
Oh my God, I totally recommend that.
Okay.
It's one of the DuPont Estate places where it's that old. They have what do you call the glass houses where they grow plants?
Uh-oh. I just forgot, Wanda.
Me too.
Louise. Okay.
Yes. I'm going to think of it.
Call in if you know that.
Call in right now to 1-800-DUM-DUM. We need to know.
Yes.
It's on the tip of my tongue, honestly. But I want to say sanitarium. That's where I belong.
We need to move on.
Yeah, we need to. Anyway, it's magnificent. It really is. I mean, it's one of those turn-of-the-century buildings, and it's just so beautiful, and they change everything all the time. I've been there at Christmas time when it's just like poinsettias everywhere. It's amazing. Mountains.
Is it called a conservatory?
No.
No.
No, I'm gonna tell you. Another time the chrysanthemum were in bloom or whatever. It was like a festival of that. I mean, there's walls of, and Longwood Gardens is the place apparently where the most beautiful bathroom in America is.
Okay.
Because it's wall to wall. It's wall to wall foliage when you walk down. I mean, it's like you think you're in a forest, but you get to go to the potty. Anyway,
see all the things you learn listening to Ron.
Yes, just depend on me. Except you will not learn the name of the glass house you grow plants in. Oh my God. Anyway, okay. See, I always have a good time with Jeannie. So Jeannie, this Saturday, we're changing the hours of second Saturday during the summers because Houston is hot and the people are cool. We know the hot part. And that's why we're changing. So the hours for second Saturdays in June, July, and August are 6 to 10, I think. Are those the hours you're going to keep?
I'm modifying that.
Okay, what are you going to do, boo?
I know, I'm going to hit the middle.
There you go. Time. I'm going to hit the middle, too.
Okay. Yeah. See, we think alike, too.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that some people are really not going to know, and they're going to come, like, normal.
Right.
So what I thought I would do is 1 to 8.
There you go. Okay.
Because I think I'll be tired.
Yes, but you can work during the time. I like to work during Second Saturday, and that gives people another thing to talk about. And so I encourage people to come out for that reason as well, and to buy art and get original pieces and engage with the artists and know what you're putting in your home so that there's meaning and a lot more appreciation for it.
I think that's another thing that we've established at Sawyer Yards, that we are open on Second Saturdays, and people kind of work around that. So we want to be open so they can come see us.
So I'm going to put in the show notes your studio number, 112. And
And people can contact me.
And your phone number,
so people can. If they want to make an appointment.
Exactly.
Because,
Great. Okay. Well, Jeannie, I really appreciate you coming in and doing this again. I'm so technologically challenged. Don't want to really admit that. But anyway.
You're right. Absolutely. I could never do a podcast.
So please come out and visit us on Second Saturday, Jeannie and I and all the other 300-plus artists here.
Right.
Try to navigate your buildings and know where you're headed. So you'll go to the silos to see Jeannie, and I'm in Winter Street upstairs. And I'm going to think about the name of that building that's made of glass.
Tune in. She's going to do a special podcast about it.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I couldn't get the podcast up before the Second Saturday. But Jeannie does have her work hanging in Jackrabbit Gallery with all the info given to you earlier. And it's on the show notes, so you can check that out. And you can come on Second Saturday in July and August in the evening when it's cool, and join us then for Second Saturdays. Again, thank you so much, and I'm going to have a lot of things coming, a lot of exciting things coming, so stay tuned. Remember to go to iTunes, subscribe, and make a comment. That'd be great. Bye.